you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney prior to and during questioning. If you can't afford one, the court will appoint one for you. You understand your rights? Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Woody Overton. And with me are my co-host and partner, Jim the Hitman Raffman.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Woody.
What's up, buddy? So, y'all, we're here today to talk about something that is, I hate to say pretty exciting, but it is pretty exciting. But Jim and I are going to talk to you about something that's coming up for Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast, and it's going to be unique and different.
Well, definitely going to be different. It's going to be exciting.
All right. So, let's talk about being a victim of a crime, being the victim of one thing. You know, if you're a murder victim, you really don't know, right? I mean, you're gone. You're removed from this earthly realm, if you will. The real victims at that point, if you're a homicide victim, are your family members and your friends and your loved ones.
Yeah, very much so. So the ones who have to live with that for the rest of their lives.
Right. And especially if it's your child, right? And the, if you don't have children, you know, I couldn't fathom the loss of a child, right? Mine are mostly grown now, in their 20s or in college, but I do have a 9-year-old son, and, you know, the thought of losing one, scares the hell out of me every day. And Jim, I know you have children.
Absolutely. I mean, look, we go through life thinking, okay, we're going to bury our parents. We never think about we're going to bury our own child. So it's not something that we ever think about. And it's obviously something that's feared and incredibly difficult to deal with when that happens to somebody in our line of work. We've got to deal with that, unfortunately. But
yeah, the only thing that I would fear, you know, more than losing one is to, in some way, is to lose one by a crime of violence. And the only bigger fear than that, which would be a nightmare and is a nightmare for so many families, is if the crime is never solved.
I would agree that that is unimaginable.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit. This is an announcement show, y'all. We're going to tell you a little bit about what's coming up. And it's a new direction for Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. We're still going to do our regular episodes, but I was contacted about 2 years ago by a lady whose daughter was 19 years old and was murdered. And at that time that she contacted me, the case was approximately 12 years old and cold. So it's not even cold. It's more like frozen.
Right.
But she contacted me about working it from the cold case, perspective, because she wasn't happy with, the law enforcement, detectives, et cetera, that were handling it. But then for whatever reason, she backed off. I know she told the sheriff's office that she was bringing me in because she was requesting, her daughter's file. And once they found out it was me, and we'll get into the history of my history with the sheriff's office later on. Once they found out it was me, they pretty much promised her everything but the moon to get her to back off of it. And so she did. And guess what? it's been a couple more years have gone by, and now the case is 15 years cold, and the law enforcement has never solved it. And the mother reached out to me again about working her daughter's case. And first thing I did was call Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is definitely a solvable case. In my opinion, there's just some particulars with it that I don't think ever got looked at correctly, or with the amount of care and concern that there should have been involved when doing a homicide. But this is a solvable case. There's some missing pieces and some holes in this, and we're going to expose them.
Yeah. We agreed and accepted to work the case. Now, we're not getting paid anything. We're doing this, but I got the mother to agree to let us work it real time on the podcast, Real Life, Real Crime. So everything that we do, we're going to put it into episodes. So you're going to get to listen to Jim and I work a real time cold case homicide. And that's 15 years old. And y'all, this story has some, pretty outstanding twists, if you will, from bad police work to possible multiple victims that could be tied together. I'm not going to give anything away now. We're not going to tell you the victim's name now. We just wanted to give y'all a heads up that this is coming, and it's coming in the next few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. That there's just so many missing pieces to this. When we got the information and started our initial look at it, just to, see where the missing pieces were within this.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
My allergies are throwing my whole morning off. Do I sound different to you?
I love it. You sound like, it's that time of year there, bro.
I sound different to me. I feel like I'm in a submarine.
Yeah, well, have you tried Astapro? It's faster, bro.
Oh.
Right? Astapro is a first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Hey, I use this, and you should too, Jim. Last weekend, I planted my garden, and it's that time of the year, and my allergies really kicked up with it, right? I use Astapro every time my nasal allergies flare up, and I'm always amazed at how fast I'm back in the game, down on those rows, playing my stuff.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to AstaproAllergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. AstaproAllergy.com. It's faster, bro. Uses directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Astapro and go.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally. Designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
And, you know, even started right from the get-go, just the fact that the active or the detective in charge of the case didn't even bother to go see the victim's mother in person, just picked up the phone and made a call. I mean, come on. You got to have some sensitivity with that. Somebody just lost a child, and you're going to pick up the phone and just do a phone call? You're not even going to go there in person to show that you even care or concern?
Right.
None. I mean, it started from the beginning.
Just like if y'all remember our episode on State Ground, and when Jim and I went over and Jim to notify the victim's mother, and Jim got down on his knees and held her hand and everything. I mean, that's just respect, first of all. And secondly, don't you think you would want to interview the family and start getting information, et cetera? And what actually happened in this case, y'all, the victim's mom just got a phone call. And I mean, but this case is going to present a lot of challenges for Jim and I. As you know, we're no longer in law enforcement. We're going to be working as consultants, independent consultants on it. And, you could call it from an investigative journalist angle or however you want to, but we're going to put our skills really to the ultimate test. Now, I mean, we've worked a lot of cases over the years and we had a lot of great success, but this now, not being in law enforcement, you know, and then the case being 15 years old already, but guess what? It spans two states. Louisiana and Texas. I mean, it's just a ton of stuff. It's a ton of things that go into it challenge wise, but there's DNA, there's, cell phones, there's all kinds of things that have not been worked. And you're looking at between multiple law enforcement agencies in Texas and Louisiana. And guess what? Yes, we bleed blue. We love our police. And we'll to the day we die. But if you're wrong,
you're wrong.
That's right. I mean, we're going to speak for this family. We're going to speak for the victim and we're going to work it. And I guess, Jim, we're going to find out if we're as good as we remember ourselves being.
I think we're going to do very well on this, especially with all the advancements in technology that has come since this case first opened up many years ago. I think some of that's going to help us out along the way as well.
Yeah. And so, y'all, this is a very, very interesting case without giving away details before we get into the podcast. It's got lots of really freaky aspects to it. We know you're true crime fans out there, but we are actually going to need y'all's help, the listeners. It's 15 years. You know, people die. People go to prison. People forget things.
People know things.
That's true. Yeah, that's true too. People know that. You're right. People know things and they're older now. And may have remorse of, they may have done something stupid when they were young, but y'all, there's real strong potential that this cold case ties into another cold case, that only happened a month and a half before this murder did. And everything in it is identical. Almost the victimology, the victims knew each other. They were friends. They ran in the same circle. They were found in, without going into it, and the, what were you calling
it? Found in the same manner.
found in the same manner, the same modus operandi, if you will, from everything. So this potential could lead to, I mean, this is without us finding out if there are any more cold cases that happen that we don't know about. We haven't got to investigate it yet. So it could be a potential serial killer. I mean, which is two or more deaths that aren't related. And that it's just a lot of twists and turns, but we're going to need the public in it to come forward, and we will be creating a dedicated hotline for tips, et cetera. And as we produce the information on the podcast and you hear about it, you know, if you know something, call it in so we can investigate it. So we're going to be doing that. What else, Jim?
The other part of it too is there's actually a reward. The family is already putting up a set amount. And I think that pot will grow over time, not just from the family, but maybe from us or from, other people that want to help out and reward to solve this case. I mean, you're talking about a mother that lost their child, and it's a 15-year-old case, and we need to go ahead and get this solved and get the reward, because rewards bring sometimes the best tips, if not the tip.
Yeah. So I think that's an excellent idea. I think we're going to reach out to everybody, and that the family does have a reward, and we'll get into that later on. But I think we're going to create a real life, real crime, the podcast reward for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the person or the people that committed these crimes, or at least the one crime. We're going to do media blitz on it. I mean, in Louisiana and Texas. So, but it's just going to be interesting. It's going to be challenging. And the main thing is we're going to do it real time. So we're going to record everything, every witness we talk to, every statement we take, et cetera. Now we're going to release episodes as we get the information. But the episodes are going to be, like the first episode, we'll start with the family, the victim's mom, and the victim's family members and friends, and give you some victimology, if you will, on the sweet, beautiful young lady who was murdered. And then we'll do episodes as we start the investigation and what we do. But what's going to be different on this, we're going to release the regular episodes so everybody can stay abreast of what's going on, but we are going to record every single thing we do from witness day.
Do you guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, right? Boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email, or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. Cool. And MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book, as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different, and in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house. And when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard. And when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with my life in a book is simple. And in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
8 months to Jim and I sitting around, kicking the can at ideas. Just, I mean, to what we order for lunch, we're going to record everything and we'll put all the extra material up for patron members. And so, it's going to be a new direction for Real Life, Real Crime. We're excited about it. I know I'm excited to work with you again, buddy, on a homicide.
Absolutely. You know, this is, we're going to speak for the victim. We're going to speak for the victim's family, and we're going to work hard on this. But it's also, as unfortunate of a situation it was 15 years ago, it's an exciting time for us, and you're going to be a part of this journey with us every step of the way.
Right. That's exciting. But, you know, to have the fan interaction, and y'all are going to help us solve this case. And we're going to do what we do, but we won't be able to do it without you.
Absolutely.
So, that's coming up, y'all. And like I said, when the investigation slows, if there's a week, that we don't have anything new to offer, then we'll run some regular Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast episodes, or, you know, stories that, cases, et cetera, that we worked in the past. So it's coming. 15-year-old cold case. We're going to release the name and, on the first episode, which should be in a couple of weeks. And, but
there's just some information we need to be able to get,
right,
you know, for the initial stages of everything. This is why we're saying it's going to be a few weeks, because there's just some requests, documents, things like that, that right, we need to go through, comb through, and then get started. But well, as soon as we do get started with all that, y'all are going to hear about it.
Right. It's not like y'all, when you're a cop, you can, you know, pull all the information, right? So we're having to get information through public information requests and records requests and interviewing family members. I mean, it's a lot of stuff, but it's coming and it's going to be a hell of a ride. I have never worked a case, and I know Jim hasn't either, a major case, a homicide where the victim's families didn't become our family.
Okay.
And that's right. That's a huge part of this. The victim's mom is such a sweet lady, and all she wants to know is who killed her daughter. And it's like I said at the beginning of the show, I just absolutely could not imagine the horror of living with it for 15 years and getting the runaround from bad police work and et cetera. Who knows? Maybe somebody's covering up for somebody, but there are some twists and turns in this that are going to make you scratch your head. Some of them are going to really piss you off. And now if it makes you mad or makes you go, what do you think it's doing to the victim's family?
Yeah. Yeah, no. We're going to work hard on this, and we're going to speak for the victim, as we said before. And, you know, this poor mom's been living with this for 15 years. It's time that she gets some answers that she rightfully deserves, and does it, and gets those answers with care and concern, unlike how this whole thing started 15 years ago with a phone call.
Yeah, exactly. It's
terrible.
Yeah, that's
absolutely terrible.
That was the opening round, if you will, and some really shitty work, or lack of work, I guess you would say.
The epitome of lazy. Yeah. You can't get in your car and drive over there to actually meet a parent of somebody you're about to deliver the absolute worst news to,
right,
in the world. Like, I don't know what news could be worse than that.
Right.
And you're going to pick up a phone and just call.
Yeah.
Epitome of lazy.
Lack of professionalism. And it's pretty astounding, y'all. But anyway, so look forward to it. It's coming. I think 2 weeks. We'll probably drop our first episode in 2 weeks, and you'll get to know the victim. You'll get to know the victim's family and her story, and then we'll start the case. Right, Jim?
That's right.
So we're looking forward to it. Just it's a whole new angle, but I hate to again use the term exciting, but it is exciting. I was on the phone with the mother last night, and I told her we were going to be calling her again this morning, and she just busted out crying. And she said, I've been praying for 15 years for somebody that actually cared to work the case, and wanted to actually speak for my daughter. And guess what? That's what Jim and I are going to do. And
100%.
And yeah, y'all can help us, and we're going to need your help. So that's it. We just wanted to,
family needs closure.
Yes, they do. And if we can't give it to them, we're going to die trying. And, once we take a hold of it, we're never going to let it go until it's solved, or one of us, or both of us dies. I mean, this is it, and that's the way we've always worked them. And it's the way we always will. So
that's right.
Well, we appreciate y'all and for listening. And Jim,
well, stay tuned. You'll hear from us in a few weeks on this one.
That's it, coming up. And the
appreciate your help on this.
Yeah, and live cold case homicide investigation, real time on Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And we appreciate y'all. Until next time or ever. Don't let us catch you down on murder. Bye. Peace. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney prior to and during questioning. If you can't afford one, the court will appoint one for you. You understand your rights?
Know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.